Hi, my name is Zakarwin, and welcome to another of my latest amazing success affirmation and alignment series, which is another new addition to my extremely empowering Master Keys of Success and Daily Success Rituals series, which is available to you at masterkeysofsuccess.com. And this is a cavalcade of absolutely enlightening meditations and affirmations and alignment processes that you could do and probably ought to do every day. First thing in the morning to first get yourself happy, pre-pave your way to create whatever you want in your life, and then align your vibration to your source and your desires to manifest your dreams and desires into your physical reality. So again, that series is available at masterkeysofsuccess.com. So here we go. Affirmations, get happy and affirm that joy, or creating what you want by affirming your joyful desire. Affirmations are not designed to somehow manipulate the universe to give you what you really want when you are focused on what you don't want. In other words, you can't lie to the universe. If you're focused on what you don't like and don't want, or on a lack of what you want, but you're trying to, you know, bang your true desire into place, so to speak, and attract what you really want while you're focused on what you don't want, well, it doesn't work because the universe doesn't hear your words. The universe only feels your vibration and sees only what you're really focused upon vibrationally, which is stuff that you don't want and a lack of what you do want. So if you want to manifest something amazing in your physical life, you got to become a vibrational match to that desire. And you do that by focusing on the joy and excitement of being, doing, and having what you want, even though it's not here yet. And not focusing on what you don't want, which just attracts more unwanted things. And you do that by getting into alignment with your desires first. Then they can manifest because you're a vibrational match to them. It always goes back to Creation Mastery 101, which states, get happy first. Then you will attract everything that is a vibrational match to your joy. Or get happy and everything that you want that you know will make you happy will come to you. That's Law of Attraction 101. So in regards to affirmations, well, they are not necessarily designed to get you into alignment with joy and therefore attract joyful things. They're not necessarily designed to raise your vibration to an aligned state, although they can, but they're not necessarily designed that way to raise your vibration to an aligned state where you now believe you can actually attract what you want, that you know will make you happy, especially if you're focused on a lack of your desire. Then affirmations, if you try to do that, well, then affirmations will feel bad rather than good, because you're basically affirming more lack or affirming more of what you don't want. Even though your words are saying abundance, you're still affirming more lack with your vibration. You will feel bad, because it always feels bad to think about what you don't want, because when you're thinking about unwanted things, well, then you're out of alignment with your own source, because your source only thinks about abundance and thinks about what you want. It's similar to our Attraction 101 tenet, which is get happy first. Get into alignment with your joyful desires by being happy regardless of the conditions of your life. And whether or not you have the money or the honey or whatever you desire yet in your life. And then let that alignment inspire amazing rock'em sock'em affirmations that you can now use to emphasize the joy that you have generated. In other words, get into alignment first and then affirm that alignment with your affirmations about what you want. Don't try to put yourself into a state of alignment using affirmations. Instead, let your alignment inspire the affirmations. And now that you're in a high vibrational, you know, happy, aligned state, well, now you can do an affirmation rampage where you channel for yourself in writing a rampage of super exciting affirmations, which will send your joy factor through the roof. And send your joy and expectation and satisfaction over the top and raise your vibration to the moon. And your joyful excitement of being, doing, and having that desire that you have generated, well, it has to manifest it. Because your joy and excitement now is the same vibrational match as what your joy and excitement will be when you physically manifest that joyful desire in your reality. So if affirmations are not designed to get me into alignment with my desires and not necessarily designed to raise my vibrations so that I'm in alignment with joy and my source self and in alignment with my desires, well, then what's the magic bullet that will get me into alignment? Well, top on the list is meditation and sleep. Both meditation and sleep are designed to put you into an allowing, non-resistant state, because you don't really have to do something to raise your vibration as if your natural state is somehow a low vibration. No, your natural state of being is a high vibration. So that means all you have to do is stop doing stupid stuff that lowers your vibration and makes you having to always raise it back up again. And that's what sleep and meditation are designed to do. They're not designed to raise your vibration. They're just designed to help you get back to your naturally joyful, high vibrationally aligned state. And of course, there are lots of other processes, alignment processes designed to help you let go and surrender and get into an allowing, surrendered state where you can actually receive the gifts that you desire to manifest in your life. And Abraham through Esther Hicks has tons of these in their various books. But basically, thinking about, and of course, in my Master Keys of Success at MasterKeysOfSuccess.com, but basically thinking about anything that you like, love, and appreciate will get you back to your naturally joyful state. Sex is a good one because you're focused on one thing and one thing alone, hopefully, and that is pleasure. And nature is a great one, or sports, or any joyful activity that distracts you from your dismal, boring life and keeps you from focusing on unwanted things and gets you focused on wanted things. Focus on anything that is fun. Instead of thinking about what you want, which may cause you to think about a lack of what you want, instead, think about why you want it. Instead of saying, I want $1 million, which you don't believe yet, and you don't believe you can manifest yet, because you're not a vibrational match to $1 million yet, instead say, what would I do if I had $1 million? Where would I go? What would I buy? What fun things can I do with $1 million? What would I spend $1 million on? Instead of saying, I want a lover, say, what kind of fun things could I do with a juicy, delicious lover? Where would we go? What kind of lover do I want? What kind of qualities of a lover do I want? Thinking about your direct desire, if you're not of a high vibrational state yet, tends to, you know, lean you towards old doubt momentum that you've done over and over again about how will I get this desire? You don't know yet, do you? So there's no need to think about that yet. And the how is not your job anyway. It's your source's job. So instead, just think about the why. Why do you want it? And when you think about why you want something, you get more emotional and feeling. And feeling and emotions creates a vibration. Or actually, really, a vibration creates your feeling. Your feeling, your emotion, is a gauge of how you're vibrating. So it's think, which makes you vibrate. Think in a positive way, which makes you vibrate in a positive way, which makes you feel good. And feeling good is a gauge of that you're thinking in positive directions. Your goal is always joy. The only reason you want what you want is for the fun of it, for the joy of it. So you've got to have fun now. and be in joy now and be excited now, even though your desire that you know will be exciting and fun and delicious isn't physically here yet, but you're still excited about it, like Christmas. And that joyful vibration from your excitement of being, doing, and having that desire attracts it to you, very simply. That is very simply how the law of attraction works. Creating anything that you want is actually super easy. But humans have just made it this massive, complicated thing. But Creation 101 is not rocket science. There are no rules and regulations, and you got to do this, and you got to think that way, and there's the proper way, and the proper way to act, the proper way to be. That's all bullshit. It's just simply get happy, and you'll attract happy stuff. Get happy, and you'll attract happy stuff. Get excited, and you'll attract excited stuff. Get into love, and you'll attract love. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. That's it. That's your roadmap for fun, for success, for love. That's your roadmap for creating absolutely anything and everything you want. So I hope that has given you some additional guidance on how to how the proper usage of affirmations, and how not to try to use affirmations to raise your vibrations. They can if your vibration is already high. My vibration is so high that I don't necessarily need to meditate. I hardly ever meditate anymore. I will often just jump right into affirmations because it's fun, because my vibration is already high enough. All right, so I hope you enjoyed this amazing podcast, vodcast. If you want to know more about how to use affirmations in your life, go to masterkeysofsuccess.com. Get yourself my amazing Master Keys of Success and Success Rituals series, video and audio series to bless your life and help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance and fun and joy on your magnificent journey of creation. Oh, and sex, of course, and lots of adventures and lots of play and holidays and everything else that you want to create in your life. And, of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woo!